Hello, mystery fans. It's Ian the Magician here once more. And today I'm going to teach you to hypnotize yourself. And the great fun about this is that you can do it, you can enjoy it yourself, and then when you've done that, you can go on to hypnotize your friends and so on. It's not scary. You will be able to do this fine. It's really just a little body trick in a way, like the other things are, but it does have a nice little hypnotic element to it. Okay, so first thing is, it's good to relax to do these things. I mean, seriously, it is good to relax, so just sit if you like. It's probably the best thing. Sit in a chair. Take a nice deep breath and breathe out. Let your feet just rest flat on the floor comfortably. Your hands comfortably on your lap. And just keep breathing in and letting anything stale and nasty out and letting relaxation in. Okay, so now take your two hands and interlace them. Do this quite neatly and carefully and firmly so that your fingers are interlocked with each other, your thumbs across each other, and your palms are pressed together. You don't have to be squeezing like a maniac as if you're trying to crack a nut, but simply have them firmly and solidly pressed together. So you'll look a little bit like you're, I don't know, about to offer a particularly fervent prayer, I suppose. And maybe you are. Now, in a moment, not yet, in a moment, you're going to extend your first two fingers. Do not do this yet. Your first two fingers, the fingers that are nearest to you. Everything else needs to stay exactly where it is. So your thumbs will stay crossed, your other fingers will stay crossed, your palms will stay pressed together. But your first two fingers, you will extend and separate in a minute. Because here's the crucial extra detail. When you do that, obviously your fingers will be apart. Well, they will to start with, because then I'm going to say the word magnets. And when I say the word magnets, what you'll find is that your fingers, those first two fingers, actually now are effectively magnets of opposite poles. And we all know, don't we, what happens when magnets of opposite poles get near enough to each other. They become irresistibly drawn together. So let's just have a look. Now, if you extend your first two fingers and keep them apart, and I say the word magnets, if you look at your fingers, you may even be trying to keep them apart, but you'll find they really are just wanting to join together now, aren't they? That's very good. I'm sure you're doing a great job there. And yes, they do eventually touch. So I'll leave you to enjoy that and play around with it. As I say, I'm sure you're going to want to do that to other people as well. It's even more fun. Bye for now.